And this is like a Holy Ghost car wash. You know, you are the car, and God has the blasters going on, and you got the deluxe model, so you're going to get the undercarriage cleaned, you're going to get the wax job, and it's going to, and you're going to look beautiful when you leave here. What?
Spot free.
Woo! Spot free. Hallelujah. Paid by the blood. Paid by the blood. No blemishes. So if you're expecting church like it is that you go to on a Sunday, you won't get that here, because I am telling you, God is doing something different, and he's pulling us out. Now, I'm not saying stop going to church, but he's pulling us out of the way we do things. Even tonight on the way here, he's like, you know, what are we doing tonight, Lord? Well, normally we open in prayer, we play worship music, we worship, and we get a word, and we go on. He's like, you're breaking things up tonight. We're doing things. I'm like, okay, so it's kind of like a traffic jam. We're going to be weaving in and out of traffic with each other, you know, stopping for a minute. There's a little congestion. We need to let the congestion clear. And then we move on a little. And some of you are lead foots, and you're like, I'm not stopping. I'm going around. Well, I'm just going to tell you. You know, there's a thing called a speed demon, and it's called that for a reason. So here's the thing. God is full of exciting things for us tonight. So fear not. If you have fear right now, that's the enemy or your flesh trying to cause you to miss the blessing of the Lord. Right now, I'm going to just pray a prayer and see where we go. Hallelujah. Father, thank you. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your gentleness. Lord, we love you so much. Some of us don't know how to love you, but our hearts are filled with you because you're in us. I'm asking you right now, Holy Spirit, to open up our hearts, to breathe your life and your love in us and through us. Clean out the debris. We yield completely. Clean out any debris that does not belong to you, Lord, or is not of you. We're asking you to clean the flesh out and let your spirit move in. I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, there's some of us in here who don't even know you. And right now, I am placing a draw on them, on their behalf, for you. I am pulling in the spirit for you to minister to them and deliver them and to bring them into the fold, into the flock, into the truth, into the newness in you. Father, it's just one step in. It's one commitment, and it's done by the heart. It's a heart connection. It's a heart commitment. I want to know you, Jesus. Show me your ways. And if that's you tonight, just quietly, I want to know you, Lord. I don't know anything, but I want to know you. And you watch what happens. The doorway swings wide open, and Jesus is standing there. There's no formula. There's no three steps and you're in. It's a condition of the heart, and God's calling you tonight. He's calling you tonight. And I'm just going to ask you, if you died and left your earthly body, where would you go? There's an elevator and it goes up, and there's an elevator and it goes down. Down to hell, where you burn for eternity, and up into paradise, where you have everlasting life, free from all the sin, the bondage, and the pain. Make your decision tonight, and then stand firm in your commitment. Stand firm. Now, for some of us, we're like, woohoo! And others of us, we're private and quiet, and we've been taught not to share or show emotion. This is a heart connection just between you and the Father. Make it tonight. Make it tonight. Holy Ghost, help. Holy Ghost, help. We won't leave anyone behind, Lord. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 So, I'm telling you, we're in the Holy Ghost car wash. Some of us need to recommit. Some of us, see, we're like, we just went the pre-wash, okay, now we're going in for the soaps. Some of us need to recommit our walk in the Lord. Some of us, we're born again, we're spirit-filled, but there's the cares of the world have crept in like weeds and taken over the land, taken over territories in our heart. We didn't mean for it to happen. Somehow it just did. Holy Spirit, help. Holy Spirit, I'm recommitting my heart to you right now. I've been deceived. I didn't even know I was deceived. But something's not right. If that's your cry tonight, if that's your silent prayer between you and him, I want to let you know that you are forgiven. And God holds no judgment against you. He does not have a measuring stick of your performance. He welcomes you with open arms, just like the prodigal son. He's incapable of putting limitations on your love or his love. So receive that tonight if that's you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Going in a little further in the car wash. You ever been stuck in a car wash? I have. You ever take pictures in the car wash? Isn't it cool? Take a picture and guess where I am? Only the ones who love car washes know. Going a little further. Father, I thank you. Some of us are hungry for more of you. We've been crying out to be changed. We've been pressing in for deliverance, and we're seeing you, and we're seeing changes in our heart, but we can't settle. We cannot settle. We've got to have more of you and less of us. Deliver us completely from our ideas, our ways. Holy Spirit, help us stay focused on your kingdom and your principles and your ways, and help us redevelop or hone in our spiritual ears, our spiritual eyes, and our spiritual understanding to receive the fullness of your glory here on earth. Let us represent your kingdom. Let us be ambassadors. Let us be kings and queens to the promises, because your word says we're heirs to the promises. Lord, teach us what that means. Only you can. Show us how to wear your righteousness, your robes of royalty, your wisdom. Teach us how to decree and proclaim the goodness into the land where change takes place, because it always comes not from works but through the words that we speak. Father, some of us are struggling with the words we speak. We speak condemnation, doubt, dread, regret, brokenness. Blast us right now and remove all that debris. Remove it all, because it's all enemy sent. It's all bondage and chains that are enemy sent. I break on your behalf. You may want to say this. I break every word and curse I've spoke over myself that's been spoke over me. I break it in the name of Jesus. I realign myself with the truth and the word of God. The word of God cannot lie. It contains all the power, all the force. And the word of God lives inside of me. So I command an opening, and all the debris, all the lies, all the self-doubt to fall off in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to live that way anymore. I'm going forward in God. By the grace of the Lord, I call on his grace right now. He's the overcomer. He overcame death. He brought salvation and light, and I'm standing in his presence and his power, and I'm going to declare truth all the days of my life, over my family, over my situations, over my circumstances, over my body, over sickness, over disease, over corruption. I come out from that, and I am placed in the presence of the King, and it can't touch me. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. I know y'all couldn't follow along, but I release it. In the name of Jesus, I release it in the name of Jesus. Whoo, it's looking shiny in here. Some of you got the wax job. Y'all are spotless. Final rinse. I don't know how a car wash works. Car wash works. Just listening. Pressing in. Thank you, Father. So, 2 weeks ago, God delivered a word and released some keys. Now, not everybody was here 2 weeks ago. And if you were here last week, you were told, do your homework, because everybody got homework 2 weeks ago. So, because this is people come and go all the time, it's so great. God knows how to deal with that, too. So, 2 weeks ago, when we were worshiping, I saw in the spirit some keys get released, and I believe it was three keys, and I said, ask the Lord which keys are for you, and some people took those keys. Some people wrote them down, and some people took them and lost them. Well, here's the good news. Some of them received the key and then got caught up with the cares of the world and just totally, have you seen my keys? Where's my keys? Did I have keys? I'm not pointing any fingers. Holy Spirit, help us find our keys. Some of us don't even know what the keys are. Holy Ghost, which also is Holy Spirit, Help us find our keys. God has given and released keys for every one of us to walk victoriously. And he likes to speak prophetically now into your life. So he spoke 2 weeks ago, and it's still a now word. And the word was, he wants everyone to know how much he loves us and how we, I'm just paraphrasing, how we filter his love for us through our earthly parents and how that really is distorted. And so I read last week, or 2 weeks ago, last week Holly was here, 2 weeks ago I read in Ephesians a little bit and then gave you homework in Hebrews, but don't ask me why. Remember I preached with my notes, but I couldn't read them. You remember, because it was the Holy Spirit was like, this is a now word. And I remember me saying, I feel like I've got scrambled eggs inside of me, and the Holy Ghost is going to heat it up and then just deliver a hot, fresh eggs. And later on, I thought, that's an odd word, Lord. And he said, they're not ready for meat, so they're on scrambled eggs. I'm like, oh, I get it. And oftentimes, he doesn't let me share that, but he had me share that. And so, and I'm not judging where we're at. I'm not. But I'm encouraging us to bite the food that's in front of us, because it's full of nourishment. But one of the things he talked about was, you know, Jesus purchased our freedom. God sowed his son, Jesus, into the earth to take on sin and corruption and redeem us from the curse. He had to die, and then the seed of life came forth. And we talked about the cross and the choices on the cross, the two thieves, and which one are we? Are we the one that goes after in the last hour, help me, you know, I do believe, I have faith, or are we the ones are, you call yourself the Son of God, raise yourself off the cross, you remember? What's the condition of our heart? And so God is still challenging us today. Our focus is always on Jesus because he's the center. And the power that happened from the cross was released for us to have. But oftentimes people don't understand the fullness of that because we have a distorted view of how good God is. When something bad happens, the enemy is the first one to say, you call God good? God let that happen? You know, we have to remember the truth of the Word of God says, behold, I give you authority to trample over every work of darkness, over the scorpions. Behold, I give you. He means that's us. He released us from captivity, and he put us into the kingdom of light. When we're born again, we come out of corruption. We're all born into the natural realm. It's corrupt. It's a fallen world. Satan is the king of this fallen world. And God the Father is our king once we're born again. So we talked about that. And whose kingdom do you want to live in? And if you choose life, you get all the blessings. And if you don't choose life, by default, you end up in the kingdom of darkness, and Satan is then your father. And that's harsh. But see, God is a good father. He sowed his son to purchase us, and he adopted us. In the earthly standards, we think, oh, adoption, we get to pick who we want. God said, I want you all. I don't care that you have dirt on your face, or you walk with a limp, or you struggle with sin. I'm going to send my son. I'm going to have him crucified to on your behalf. He had your plan. He's got your DNA. He knew it ahead of time. Before the fall, he even knew it. And so I just want to remind us that how good God is. See, God doesn't cause sickness. Some of you in here think that God is testing you or punishing you for your behavior. God is incapable of punishment. He sent punishment to the cross and then brings everlasting life, the resurrection power. Satan's nickname, first of all, he's the one that is, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and then point his finger at God. That's his job. He points his finger and then accuses you. He's the accuser of the brethren. Did God say? Remember when he tested Jesus in the wilderness? Did God say? And then Jesus quoted scripture to stand on the word. That's what I'm paraphrasing, but it's a picture for us. How do you win a war? You stand on the word. Because you know what? Your emotions, today you might feel good, tomorrow you might not. How are you going to stand on the word if you're full of your emotions? But the word of God can't lie. It's forever truth. And there's words over your life specifically, but you have to mine them. You have to go in and get them. And these are life words. These are words you eat. and they become part of you. These scriptures become alive. This word, this looks like a piece of paper bound in a book, but this is a word. It's a living document. When you start to read this word, it starts to read you. It's a powerful thing. There's no other book like this. It is a living word, God-inspired, Holy Ghost-breathed, and man wrote. But it's God who did it. And so God uses people as vessels of honor or dishonor, and the choice is ours. And so God is calling us tonight into truth and revelation, and he wants to be vindicated. You know, he's not going to say, he already said it. He won't repeat it. You know, it's already been said. There's no debate. You know, is God good? Yeah, it's written all through the pages. He's good. There's so many examples and testimonies of how good he is. And how he took care of us, even in the wilderness. The clothes never wore out. There was always food. Even in the darkness, there was always light. He always had his light. In the wilderness, they followed the cloud and the pillar. God had a protection over his people always. It's the people that walk out of the protection and then go, and then they get clobbered because they are in the enemy's camp. And they're like, why am I having trouble? Well, because your umbrella is no longer there. You go back into the protection of God. You come under his covering. I love Psalm 91. If you learn to stay in the presence under the covering of God, and I'm not talking about being a wacko. I'm talking about understanding your covenant rights as a believer in God and his promises. And whether you press in further or not, I don't care. But the truth of the matter is when you stand in the word, stand in him, he will give you the way out. He always does. That's his nature. He doesn't hold you over the fire a little longer to see how much you can take. That's not his nature, and that's not even scriptural. He's always pointing straight north. He's always pointing to truth. Now, it's up to us to listen or not listen. And sometimes our flesh is like, I don't feel like listening today. I'm going to watch Oprah or whatever. Some of our times we're like, well, I need a word. I'm desperate. Well, where were you before you got desperate? Were you in the kingdom of darkness? And are you looking back? Are you still in the kingdom of darkness? See, God is drawing us to his light. In his light is truth and power. In the world is corruption and darkness. If you have sickness in your body, ask the Lord for wisdom on how to walk out your healing. It's throughout the word. Do you need to hammer the word? Do you need to speak to the mountain? Mark 11, speak to the mountain? Or do you just cave and start taking the medication? See, this world, if you live in this world, you are under this world's authority. Now, there's a way to live in earth, but be seated in heavenly places, and that's scriptural, where you can walk like they did through the wilderness into the promised land and not be touched by this nonsense. It's all trickery. It's all designed to keep us out of the presence. If you can keep your focus on Jesus, even when the dog starts to bite or run after you, if you can remember, Jesus, help me, he'll help you. He is a voice call away. He is your closest friend, and he always leads and guides into truth. That's his nature. He doesn't hide. Sometimes he'll woo. He'll like back off to see how serious you are when you're in that dating stage, which I'm not going to go into tonight, where he's wooing you and you're trying to know each other. And that is scriptural as well. You know, sometimes we become so used to the patterns of the way things are, and he's like, well, they're become accustomed to, at 3 o'clock, they always meet me, and I'm here. Well, sometimes he wants to meet at 2:30, or, you know, he's not a machine. He is he's the creator of all things. He's all-powerful, but he also created you in his image. So some of us are looking, I'm going back to the love of the Father, some of us look at us and go, well, things aren't so great. Things aren't so good. Well, who are you looking at? And what are you looking at? Because you know what? In God, all things are new and perfect. Do you need a limb grown out? Start speaking to the limb. Are you walking with a limb? Command your foot to walk straight. Start issuing your authority and watch things line up. Click, click, click. Now, does it happen all at once? Sometimes, but not always. Faint not, because your breakthrough is just on the other side. There's always a breakthrough, but most of us get weary or distracted or then start to think, well, I must have just heard wrong. Healing's not for today. Or then we justify why we didn't get our healing or our deliverance or our breakthrough. It's never God that's delaying. It's always the way we think. And so we need to get into the Word and listen to the Word and do what the Word says. When we renew our mind opens up to the truth. And then when the lies start to come, when the enemy starts whispering, listen, he's an imp. He's about this big, and he whispers lies and says, it's always going to be this way. You know, lies of discouragement. Oh, your great aunt had this dreaded thing too, and you're going to get it too. Lie, lie, lie. That's the wrong bloodline. See, here's the truth of the matter. Your father is God himself, the God who created the universe. You were made in his image. And your earthly father really is Abraham. He's the master. He's your descendant. You know, he's the one. So in between, if there's some generations that got it wrong, don't hang there. Go back to the original source before corruption. And speak that and declare that and watch. It like self-corrects because the earth has to bow its knee to the word of God. You know, we hear, oh, when Jesus returns, well, you know what? We carry the authority that Jesus released, and stuff has to line up. It has to. And if it's not, it's because one of two things. We don't really believe, or we just haven't enforced it. I'm talking healings, too. Now, am I where I'm supposed to be? No, but I'm on my way. Have I seen limbs grow out? No, I've seen legs, but not limbs. But I'm believing for limbs. Have I seen the dead raised spiritually? Yes. Physically, no. But I'm believing for it. Have I seen disease go away? Yep. Have I seen cancer healed? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Verified by the doctor. Bad cancer's gone. Do I believe in healing? You bet I do. Is it because I've seen it? No, it's because it's in the Word. If I go by what I see, what if I never saw it? I'm not limiting where God is taking us. And I'm encouraging you tonight to take the limitations off. Some of you are struggling with drug addiction in here. God loves you. And God wants to set you free. But you have to show up. And it's often easier just to, well, I tried. But it hasn't worked. Well, that's not true. Whose system are you living in? I know ministers who have been delivered of hardcore drugs. Todd White. I'm thinking of the other brother. Beautiful voice. Great prophet of God. He just went home to the Lord a few years ago. Clem Clement. In the gutter with a needle in his arm. And look at him. He changed the course of this earth. Who delivered him? Was it an AA program or an NA program? Nope. God himself delivered him. Go to the source. Stop going to the programs. Programs cause delay. Now, if you're desperate, go to the program until you get your miracle. But don't rely on it. Don't settle there. And I'm not saying get off your medicine. That's between you and the Holy Ghost. I'm not going in your underwear drawer. If you're taking medicine, I don't care. Have I taken medicine? Yes. Has my faith been weak at times? Yes. Did I have to have what is that thing I had out of me? The gallbladder? You know? You know, the enemy's nailing me in that area. You know, right before a retreat, both times. You think that wasn't demonic? Do you think I wasn't standing on the word and people were praying all over the place? But yet, infection grew. Did my faith grow weak? Yes, it did. Pain will do that. Pain will do that. But here's what I did. Lord, what do you say? And you know what he told me? If your arm causes you to stumble, cut it off. And I knew exactly what he meant. That thing was causing me to stumble. Go get it taken out. Now, was my faith not strong enough? Probably. But at that point, I was so infected, I don't think my faith was going to heal my infection either. So I had to seek medical attention. I'm not against doctors, please. We have great doctors that are born again, loving Jesus, that help people. I'm not against doctors at all, but I'm like not relying on the doctors. They don't. Here's the thing. When I was in the hospital and they whacked that thing off, you know, they wanted to do more stuff. And I'm like, no. That's not part of what God said. See, I'm not doing the man's program, okay? I'm doing what God said. And he didn't say to have that other stuff done. He just said, get that thing out, okay? And then people were like, Do you have to watch what you eat afterwards? Why should I? Hello? Body, you're going to eat anything that goes in yourself, and you're not going to complain, and you're not going to have issues. You're whole and healed in the name of Jesus. That thing's gone, so there's no more problems. We're not having complications. We're not playing that. And so because of that, I even forgot I had the thing out. You know, people say, oh yeah, that was right. That was a couple months ago, you know. Oh, yeah. It's just a vapor, a mist. Now, I'm not saying that. Well, I'll just tell you this, too. Okay? That was the year I've never had health insurance, and that was the year the Lord said, get a health insurance. I'm like, Lord, really? Okay, because I know his voice, I got health insurance. And then he told me to get it at this place. I don't even live in the state. I get health insurance, and I'm at the 10 minutes away from the hospital that I need to go to that's in my plan. Now, that's God. That's God. Now, that first time I went in, my faith was strong enough, and I got healed. Okay? I walked out of there. They're, oh, you need surgery. I'm, no, I don't. No, I don't. The Word of God says this. And I was able to go behind the cross and receive my healing. Then 3 months later, I don't know how much time, it happened again. Now, was it an attack? No, not in the natural. It was in a spiritual assignment sent against me. So I knew my faith wasn't strong enough. Again, because I tried and contended, and I just kept getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And so I'm not stupid. I'm not pretending there's not an issue. And that's what happens in the body of Christ. People are like, I'm believing God. Well, I am. I do believe, but help me with my unbelief. You know, there's power in that. I do believe, Lord, but help me. When I used to struggle with, you know, those old sins that, you know, before you're born again, those sins, you know, when I used to struggle with them, I'd say, Lord, help me. I want to get free, but I just keep stumbling in this area. You know, here I am again. I'm calling on your grace and mercy. Do you know his grace and mercy was there? It's always there. We can always call on his grace and mercy. Always. So if you struggle in any area, I am not condemning you, but I'm pointing you to Jesus, the healer, the deliverer, the one who knows all. And he's like, come on, I'm here for you. And some of you are dirty, like stinky, like, oh, you know, I've just been out, you know, all night. I'm just paraphrasing, you know, raising Cain and, you know, sleeping around, and I feel too unworthy to come in your presence. That's when you need to come in his presence. We all need his presence. And why are we measuring where we're at in God? Well, this sin's okay, but this one's not. We all fall short. All of us fall short. All of us fall short. That's why we need him and the cross. So when you get caught up with the lie, well, they're looking at me because I keep stumbling. Here I am again. I'm backslidden. Here I am again. No one's looking at you that way. The enemy is trying to turn your thinking. He's perverting your thinking so that you stay stuck. We all love you. We all love you. And we're cheering you on, whether you know it or not.